Language Course, Book 15, Tape 3B. Hello. Turn to the activities for Tape 3B. We'll continue talking about your trip to Texas. Look at Figure 1. Here's a conversation that you might have with one of your friends. That friend enjoys watching old movies with John Wayne. Look at Figure 1 and listen. Hello?
Hi, Paul. It's me.
What are you doing?
Guess what? I'm going to San Antonio, Texas in November.
Really? Congratulations. I just saw an old movie about the history of Texas.
What was the name of it?
The Alamo.
But that was just a movie, not real history. Was John Wayne in that movie?
Yeah, he was in it. He's dead now, I think.
Yeah, he died some time ago.
How old was he at the time of his death?
I don't know for sure, but he had a long life.
He sure made lots of movies when he was alive.
Yes, and he earned lots of money, too.
Well, you know that the Alamo Museum is in San Antonio.
I'll have to photograph the place and send you some photos.
Don't forget, and have a great trip.
Thanks, Paul.
We have many new words in this dialogue. Let's repeat the words and some sentences with these words. History. History. I'm studying world history. I like to learn about things that happened a long time ago. Dead. Dead. Died. Died. Death. Death. He died in 1980. He's dead now. We were sad to hear about his death. Life. Life. Alive. Alive. He had a long life. He was alive, but now he's dead. Earned. Earned. He earned a lot of money. Museum. Museum. There are many old and interesting things in a museum. Photograph. Photograph. He photographed many people and places when he traveled. He took lots of pictures. Now you read your part and have a conversation with me. I'll be Paul. Hello? What are you doing? Really? Congratulations. I just saw an old movie about the history of Texas. The Alamo. Yeah, he was in it. He's dead now, I think. old was he at the time of his death? He sure made lots of movies when he was alive. Well, you know that the Alamo Museum is in San Antonio. Don't forget, and have a great trip. Now read the dialogue again. Then I'm going to ask you some questions. I'll give you 1 minute to read it. Now look at figure two. I'll read a statement about the dialogue. If the statement is true, circle the letter T. If the statement is false, circle the letter F. Number one. The movie The Alamo was about the true history of Texas. Did you circle F? As a matter of fact, most movies are not really true. Number two, John Wayne is dead. Number three, he died when he was very young. Number four, at the time of his death, he was very poor. Number five, John Wayne had a long life. Number six, when he was alive, he made many movies. Number seven, he didn't earn any money making movies. Number eight, the Alamo is a museum in Dallas. Let's check your answers. Number two is true. John Wayne is dead. Number three is false. He didn't die when he was very young. Number four is also false. At the time of his death, he wasn't poor at all. Number five is true. John Wayne had a long life. Number six is also true. When he was alive, he made many movies. Number seven is false. He earned lots of money making movies. Number eight is also false. The Alamo is a museum in San Antonio, not in Dallas. Go to figure three. Listen to this conversation.
You ought to study for your test, Mary.
What did Pete tell you, Mary?
He said that I ought to study for my test.
You will hear someone say something. I will ask you what that person said. Listen carefully and tell me.
You should study your lesson.
What did he say? Repeat. He said that I should study my lesson.
I used to live in Texas.
What did she say? Repeat. She said that she used to live in Texas.
When I was in school, I would study every night.
What did he say? Repeat. He said when he was in school, he would study every night.
I used to smoke 2 packs of cigarettes a day.
What did she say? Repeat. She said that she used to smoke 2 packs of cigarettes a day.
I would like to go home now.
What did he say? Repeat. He said that he would like to go home now.
I will change your flat tire.
What did he say? Repeat. He said that he would change my flat tire.
I would help if I could.
What did she say? Repeat. She said she would help if she could.
I was going to study, but I watched TV instead.
What did she say? Repeat. She said that she was going to study, but she watched TV instead.
Go to figure 4. Look at the letter and listen.
Dear son, I was going to visit you in December, but because you're going to the United States, I will postpone my visit until you come back. I'm writing you to give you a little advice. First, you ought to be very careful when you choose your new friends. Second, you should make sure your family knows where to find you. You may be tired of my advice, but I'm your mother, and I will always have some advice for you. Your brother would like to come and visit you in the U.S., but he must not be too worried about the trip, because he hasn't called you yet. I remember when both of you were very young. The two of you were always together. Then, when you got older, you used to get him in trouble all the time, but he followed you around anyway. Have a good trip and write me as soon as you can. Your mother.
Now look at the letter again. I will ask you a question. Please answer my question. Number 1. What did your mother tell you about December? She told you that she was going to visit you in December. Repeat. She told me that she was going to visit me in December. Number 2. What did she say about choosing new friends? Repeat. She told me that I ought to be very careful when I chose my new friends. Number Number 3. What did she say about your family? Repeat. She said that I should make sure my family knows where to find me. Number 4. What did she say about her advice? Repeat. She told me that I might be tired of her advice, but she's my mother. Number 5. What did she say about always having advice for you? Repeat. She said that she would always have some advice for me. Number 6. What did she say about your brother? Repeat. She said that he would like to come and visit me in the U.S. Number 7. What did she say about your brother being worried? Repeat. She said that he must not be too worried about the trip. Number 8. What did she say about you and your brother being together? Repeat. She said my brother and I were always together when we were very young. Number 9. What did she say about you and your brother when you got older? Repeat. She said that I used to get my brother in trouble all the time. Go to figure 5. We're just going to repeat some new words. Listen and repeat. Number 1. While. While. A while is a short time. I waited for him for a while. Number 2. In addition to. In addition to. In addition to means also. In addition to English, he speaks Italian and Spanish. Number 3. Unusually. Unusually. It's unusually hot for this time of year. Number 4. Holiday. Holiday. The 4th of July is a holiday in the U.S. We don't work on holidays. Number 5. Honeymoon. Honeymoon. A honeymoon is the vacation that the married couple takes after the wedding. Many couples spend their honeymoon at Niagara Falls. Number 6. Notice. Notice. The sign was very small. I didn't notice it. Number 7. Ride. Ride. A bus ride around the city takes 2.5 hours. Number 8. Leave. Leave. Left. Left. If I didn't leave my camera in the car, where did I leave it? Number 9. Usual. Usual. I had lunch at 11:30 as usual. We're out of time for now.
This is the end of tape 3B, book 15.